You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They fake it to Gordon, too, on the move, and flips into the end zone for a touchdown. The second time, it's Darren Waller, the new Dolphin tight end, making a huge impact in his first game since January.
Yeah, this is why you play fake, and this is why you motion. Brandon Stevens has got Darren Waller in man coverage. Traffic, right? This is Stevens right here. Watch the flow of the backer on the play fake and them collide. That backer collides with Stevens. Waller's free. Tua does a beautiful job of that ball fake, and there's Waller uncovered.
First and goal. Dolphins trying to quickly answer the electric touchdown by Fields. Achan eludes a tackler and scores. Miami does answer. Beautiful run-pass mix on the drive. Penalty aided. And Miami goes back on top by double digits.
What did we talk about with this Jets defense? Communicating for not busting coverages, we just saw it in the last play, and then you get this little jab, whirly bird, and then poor tackling. And that's been the story of this Jets defense. One mass tackle, two missed tackle, three, four, five missed tackles.
I think we've gotten better, and we had to. You always have to. But it definitely has felt, we've had several instances of winning football. Winning football to me is complementary three-phase football, where sometimes the momentum starts with a punt, and that's what our team has to understand. Sometimes the momentum starts, you have several explosives given up on the ground, but you stay with it, make them earn every yard, and then you get a takeaway. You know, I think we've had six quarters of complementary football has existed, and as a result, it's been a much tighter game against our opponents. We're finding ways to clean up our game while continuing to improve, and that's just paramount. It's paramount in this league. And as soon as you start to feel comfortable, you get humbled, and you know the biggest thing is in moments where it's a one-game loss, two-game losing streak, a three-game losing streak, it can make or break you. The biggest thing is that you want guys to come together and really thrive when the odds are against you. Generally, for a season, that's the formula, but the biggest thing for us is to file that away. They'll get tonight to appreciate the win. Then we'll have one day off tomorrow for the guys, and then we'll be back at it Wednesday. And you have to go at it again with as much fever as you had when you had zero wins, if you want to have two wins. And So I'll be excited to do that. Getting in the win column took longer than we wanted, but it is satisfying, and I was happy for the team to get that feeling, and also how to approach a work week after a win, which we'll get to tomorrow or next day.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's.
All right, and with a little Mike McDaniel there from last night, we say good morning to everybody. 27-21 final. Crazy game. Lot of craziness in the game. And let's start with the Tyreek Hill news. Woody just came out with the latest from Adam Schefter, who talks directly to Drew Rosenhaus. So had a lot more information, and obviously it's bad, and they didn't know how bad it was. Dislocated, and saw the comments from the doctor last night, and so anyway, it's moving on, and we'll be talking about that and how you move on with this offense. I got to say this, surprise last night, Darren Waller, who hasn't played football for a long, long time, has missed basically the last two camps, one because he was retired, and this one, they just took it real slow, getting him back, and he missed the first three games. And Mike, to be fair, Mike said, I don't know if he's going to play this week or if we might be moving on. It's a good thing he didn't move on, because Darren Waller looked really good. Like, I was shocked on how quick he looked, how athletic he looked. Obviously, fresh legs, but still has it. Man, I can't imagine for me taking that much time off in your 30s and being that good as he was last night. And I got to say, Mike McDaniel dialed up one of the best game plans for a team that desperately needed a win. But in general, it didn't matter what, whether they'd won four in a row or lost four in a row. One of the best game plans of getting people involved, from Darren Waller involved in the red zone to getting two outside the pocket on bootlegs and receivers open on crossing routes. And sticking with the running game. The breakdown, 31 runs, actually ran the ball a lot more than they threw it last night. And it helped Tua. Thought Tua looked good, 17 of 25, two touchdowns, and no turnovers. But, yeah, Mike was on his game last night. That was a really, really good game plan. Really, really good game plan. On the other side of the ball, there were some good things, but running for 200 yards is not a good thing, and that still got to get cleaned up. I thought the Jets were not well coached. I'm trying to be nice about this. I was trying to think how to say this. They been complaining about poor tackling. They had that again last night. They looked sloppy. Three turnovers, 13 penalties. You got a nice game plan running the football, and they decided to get away from it and start throwing the ball, and it was just a disaster in the first half. And then all of a sudden, their quarterback got it rolling a little bit there in the second half and made some really good throws down the field, got a little time to throw, and he got going a little bit, ended up having a decent night. But again, when you're struggling offensively and not a high-powered, explosive offense to start with, you can't turn the ball over three times. Twice offensively. I thought right off the bat, the first drive after the Dolphins had kicked a field goal, take a 3-0 lead, and I love the fact that Mike came out and said, hey, if we win the coin toss, we're going to take the ball. We got to get some offense going. We got to set the tone. Let's get all the demons at the end of the game out of from the last game and let's go. And they did. Went down and kicked a field goal, got some points. And then the Jets march right down the field. I mean, punched us right in the mouth over and over again, kicked us in the you-know-whats. And then turned the ball over. Great play down on the goal line to knock it out, recover the ball, and then take it 90-something yards and score a touchdown to make it 10-0. I just thought that That flipped it. It's so demoralizing to be able to dominate and, like, we're going to run the ball between the tackles and there's nothing you can do about it. 76 yards on the first drive running the football. And you're going, oh, my God. And it was nothing fancy. Just coming off the ball. And you're going, oh, boy, this could be. And listen, to the numbers, I don't care if you're up 10 or 14 or down 6 or 10. I mean, you can't let somebody run on you like that. That's still got to get better. And they did make some plays as the game went on to get some stops. But I just thought that flipped the game around. Nothing more demoralizing than marching down the field, physically dominating somebody the way they did and not getting any points and turn it over. Not even kick a field goal. A field goal would have been demoralizing the way they're running. And they're getting ready to go in. I don't know if he scores on that play or not. It was at the other end of the field, but it was real close on whether he was going to punch it in. But probably we weren't going to stop him on every snap. We hadn't stopped him at all on that first drive. So just a huge play and really changed things a little bit in that game. So it was a lot of crazy stuff in the game last night, from Tyreek getting hurt, Darren Waller. Nobody saw that coming, how good he looked. And, I mean, he looked quick. He got fresh legs, I get it. But, you know, you don't know when a guy hadn't played that long and all he's done is practice and now he's in a friggin' game where they're tackling you.
Well, that first catch he made was insane, too. I mean,
up
that
high.
Yeah, and he got the second foot down, which I watched, you know, in real – you know, time, and it looked like he wasn't going to get that foot down, and he tapped that thing, man. Well, that was pretty impressive.
To have a guy, and the guys were talking about it last night, and it's a great point, to have a guy 6'6", with all the smaller receivers to be able to throw it up in the back of the end zone. And if you're thinking of areas where you throw it up, it's the back of the end zone. My guys are going to catch it, or nobody's going to catch it.
Kind of a cool story, though, man. I think you and I both were Odell'd, and we just, like, we were damaged from what happened last year with kind of grabbing a guy off the couch. But this was a cool story last night.
Well, listen, and it wasn't just us. I mean, Mike,
no, it was Mike, no one expected this.
Mike McDaniel literally was frustrated. You could tell. He said, "Well, yeah. he's got a hip problem a little bit." So
he did say he may play, he may not. We may have to. You're right. It's exactly what he said.
And you're like, oh my God, this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's on the 53, and then last night, he earned his money. A couple of touchdowns, 3 catches, 27 yards.
Speaking of earning their money, we'll find out how good Mike McDaniel is now that he lost his top guy.
Yeah, so that's listen, we'll get into all that stuff, and we got plenty of time to talk about Some people are going to try to downplay Tyreek Hill. Don't downplay it. He is 10 100-meter guys that are true number one receivers on the outside don't grow on trees. There's a reason you pay those guys a lot of money, and he's no different. I've said nobody enjoys being on a football field and playing more than he did. Last night, he got the team going. He got, again, all short catches, but
he's your best player. You don't have to, you know, sell anyone out. He's clearly your best player on offense outside of maybe Achane. Yeah, but I mean, he's Tyreek's a special player. The problem now, Joe, is that injury is so significant. Who knows how he comes back, if he comes back at all from this thing. Being a speed guy, that's not an easy one to come back from.
He's got some serious. By the way, after going off the field last night, for most guys in pain and realize how serious it was, and he's.
He said some player, I forgot who it was, had tweeted out that Tyreek, because I don't know if you saw Tyreek was on his phone as he was getting wheeled out there, and I guess he had told one of the guys that the reason he was doing all that, the smiling and the clapping, was to keep from passing out.
Yeah.
Said he was in so much pain.
Well, they knew right away, man, when they were waving for somebody looked at it right away and said, oh, boy.
It looks so bizarre on TV. I know you guys are out there in the corner or whatever, but it looks so wild on TV. He was just laying there, and the thing was just a completely different angle. It was brutal on TV.
Going forward without him for the first time, and listen, going out without him in preseason football has nothing to do with the regular season at all. Nothing for somebody that tried to throw that in last night. But he's going to be all the things he does and his threat to always run deep and to keep the safeties as deep as they've been. It's because of him, mostly because of him. And so you're going to lose some of that stuff. But, hey, man, I thought again last night, Mike's play calling was A-plus stuff, A-plus stuff. Rolling Tua outside the pocket, and made actually the offensive line. And I give play calling as well as those guys playing a lot better, a lot of credit. They're playing with some backups on the offensive line. And last night, Cole Strange got the start. So they went from Keon Smith to Daniel Brunskill. Brunskill got beat late in the game, and Cole Strange comes in here who hasn't been here that long, former first-round pick with the New England Patriots, got released, and we pick him up, and he was in there last night. Looked like he did a good job. They're able to do a lot of things with it, but anytime that happens, and I think Mike being able to get a running game going, try to establish a running game, and then the play actions, and I can't remember Tua rolling outside the pocket so much, and a lot of them were naked bootlegs, and nobody's in front of them, and he's throwing the ball. He's got receivers. Those plays were so nicely timed. Three or four times last night, he rolled out, and as he looked up, the receiver was 10 or 15 yards down the field looking straight at him. So it wasn't he had to throw behind him or throw too far out in front. It was just it gave you the best chance, and they're easy throws for Tua, especially going to his left, being a left-hander. I just thought, I go, man, this Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He was
unbelievable. And he does the best he can with the limited stuff that he has to work with, right?
Yeah,
but he really does.
But he had a game plan, and he kind of snuck it out about Darren Waller in the red zone. We got a package, and I was kind of like. Yeah, that makes sense. The biggest target.
They clearly weren't expecting that.
No, but they weren't.
No, he did a great job. I thought Tua looked a little bit frazzled again when they got some pressure on him, and then he made the one nearly fatal mistake where he slid a little bit too late, and he almost got his head taken off by Maui Noah there.
Well, they were.
He got up. He was smiling. No, that thing was like
we got lucky. I call that we got lucky on that one, and he on Monday Night Football had some fun with it. I thought Tua was fine last night, man. He did that game plan was absolutely in this game against that Jets defense was perfect. I can't say it enough for whatever you think about Mike. His game his play calling last night was really good, and there'll be a lot of time to talk about the defense still. Still got to clean some things up.
Mike's doing a fantastic job, and you got a crap team coming up here, right?
What'd I tell you yesterday?
You told me two wins.
Two wins. two wins in 6 days.
You may be onto something there.
So anyway, hey, a little confidence going to Carolina. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here as we continue. Yeah, somebody said to me, we got the win. That's the most important thing because, you know, everybody kind of waits around to see, but I'm not sure how I feel right now. And I know what they're talking about, losing Tyreek Hill, but Darren Waller, you know, and bouncing back but yet felt like we were really controlling things. And then all of a sudden you're sitting there and it's a ball game. And so, yeah, it gave you a little bit.
That's every game though. It's tough to close teams out. You know that.
Well, I think, and I was curious when Tyreek went out.
Yeah.
Cause those guys like him a lot. They understand how good he is. You don't, it would be if you could privately have rank your players on your team and nothing else, rank them on your team, how good they are on the football field on game day. Tyreek's
probably number one, right?
Going to rank right up there. By the way, Achan is he still doesn't get the credit as a running back that he should start getting. Some of the runs he makes.
He was great last night.
Red zone run again, another run after catch.
Guys are bouncing off him.
Yeah.
No, he was fantastic. Ollie Gordon, I thought, had some tough runs too.
Hey,
so.
The way he used everybody last night, man, Mike's dialed in on what he has on this team.
I thought the offensive line did a good job for the most part last night, right?
I did
protecting
say that.
Tua and opening up some holes.
I'm glad you were listening because I was just talking. I just said that, and you brought it up again, so I knew it was good when we're both talking about it. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, while that's all going on, had media day yesterday. In camp, Tyler Hero out for a few months, and new players, Norman Powell, going to be a big part of this, especially with Tyler Hero out, and where do the young guys all fit in versus the veterans, and the whole thing, and what's it going to look like, what are going to be the expectations for this team, and Spo putting in some new stuff with the new start, knowing Jimmy Butler's not here from the start. On and on and on. But, hey, with all that.
Did you get a shot in at Jimmy Butler this morning?
Huh?
Did you just get a shot in at Jimmy Butler?
That was not a shot.
All right.
That guy, for me, he doesn't.
Did you see him with the Warriors, by the way? You see he was all clean cut, no weird stuff on media day? He was all ready to go?
I haven't seen him since he was at the tennis tournament.
Well, you hate him.
I do. Not
you
a
really
fan.
Do.
Not a fan at all.
Put him on your list. He's on the list with Odell now.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a few guys on that list, yeah. The guys that keep yapping and like, what are you doing? Are you really trying to get another 401k program with another team?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.